Module 5. Crime. Five A. Reading. Exercise 2, page 70.
The camera never lies. Crime drama has always held a fascination for the public. Now TV viewers have made forensics drama CSI the most watched TV show in the world. But what is it really like to work in forensics? Forensic photographer Robert Mars provides some clues.
I see forensic photography as a way to show the truth. Whatever the story, a photograph can document a crime scene far better than anyone could describe it in court. But the job isn't always the way it appears on TV. I don't only deal with murder cases. During the course of one day, I could be photographing anything from the scene of a robbery, a recovered stolen car, a burnt-out house, or a fatal road accident. I usually work from 8 until 4 every weekday, but I'm on call 7 days a week. All the incidents I need to cover are gathered together at the Police Communications Center and then sent over to me. The officer in charge will have briefed me on the crime before I begin my work at the scene. All the evidence must be photographed before police officers can take it away. If it's a murder investigation, I also photograph the victim before the body is removed by the medical examiner. My photos are used to aid investigations and as evidence in court, so every detail must be clearly visible to provide an accurate picture. I start by illuminating the scene with key lights, and usually I use a flash. If I'm photographing a room, I work with a wide-angle lens on my camera to take an overall view from each corner and also from overhead. Then, using a zoom lens, I focus on individual details in context. For example, the distance between a discarded knife and a table could be crucial in a murder investigation. Finally, I take close-up images of key pieces of evidence. Each photograph gets listed in a photo log, which includes a description of the object and the time and date the photo was taken. I was inspired to follow this career because of my interest in the technical side of photography. However, because I'm focused on showing facts, there's no room for experimentation with images. A clear eye is always required, and that's a big challenge because this job can be very tough on a personal level. For my peace of mind, I must be as detached as possible from what I witness. At times, though, it's essential to talk about the emotional impact this work can have, and all the photographers on our team are encouraged to talk to a psychologist every 3 months. Forensic photography is a specialist field, and there are only a small number of opportunities made available each year. Anyone who's interested in forensics must have had previous experience as a police officer. I'm pleased to have learnt so much more about photography in this job. If you can stay calm and focused while dealing with the unpredictable, then this could be a job to consider. You never get bored. Only don't expect it to be like CSI every day.